quite a grafter in there. And he had all of these plants and fruits, and he had worked on and perfected the potatoes that he had enhanced in size and all of that, you know. And I ran on to this pilot. Mm-hmm. Of course, the airport is close to there, and he lived close to there. And we had gone over, and he was driving by, and I yelled at him, "Hey!" Well, the minute somebody yelled his name at him, he knew they knew him. Mm-hmm. And he stopped, and he turned around, and he came back, and said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Oh, we're out here on a deal. We're going down the coast of..." That's when I was going down to with Dr. The dog food deal. I run into people every place that I go that I know. I've been to Mexico with and every place I go, "Oh, so-and-so lives right there." Mm-hmm. "Oh," he says, "you're crazy." "I know it. I've been crazy a long time, but let's go over there and see him. I'll tell you a story." We were in a little town by the name of Almoloya. Mm-hmm. And they had this old mill where they used to grind the wheat and all. It was water turned. There was a little waterfall there, pretty good one. Mm-hmm. And this great stone, it's about that wide and probably as big around as a big tractor tire. Did you see an old tractor tire thrown out? About that big around, maybe bigger, and about that wide. And it turns with this force of the water, and it grinds the grain. Mm-hmm. So there was a cherry tree in a little isolated corner over there, and it was fenced. Mm-hmm. But there were beautiful big wild black cherries. Mm-hmm. And someone gets some. So I asked the fellow, I said, "Who owns that?" "Oh," he says, "that old man," he says, "he's..." "Oh," he says, don't go on there, because, oh, he'll come down there and get the law, and he'll do this, and he'll do that, and he'll do 101 things." I said, "No, I'm not afraid of that kind of people." So I jumped the fence, and I went in, and I gathered a bag of cherries. We went home, took the pits out of them, and John made a cherry pie. Mm-hmm. So maybe the next day I didn't go back, but the third day I went back, and there was a fella walking by, and he says, "You see that guy coming in?" He says, "You better look out. He's the old man that owns this place, and he's going to raise the dickens with you." Mm-hmm. So when he got about 20 feet from me, I said, "Good morning." Very pleasant, you know. And he was kind of curt with his salute. And I said, "It's a very nice day, isn't it?" He says, "Do you know that you're trespassing on private property?" Mm-hmm. I said, "Well, they tell me that the old man that owns this place is a regular old tyrant, that he's no good, but the man, he'll have you shot for coming in there." I didn't give him a chance to talk. I just kept talking. I said, "But you know, I just can't believe that kind of a story." I said, "I don't think there's anybody in the world that mean." I said, "I know that this man can't possibly be." I said, "What's the matter is the people are afraid of him. And the people are, he's afraid of the people, and there's something wrong with him." I said, "People don't act that way." Well, before I was through, the old man was over there helping me pick cherries. And he invited me to his house. Mm-hmm. I went to his house, I met his family. He had little granddaughters and medium granddaughters and unmarried daughters all at the house. Mm-hmm. We met them all, and Joy made a big pie, and we took it. He invited me down. We had some drinks together. And every time that I went to Almoloya after that, I'd always go see the old man. Mm-hmm. And he would always receive me with a big hug and a regular... He was an old Spaniard, and he was an old tightwad. Mm-hmm. I took him some wine one time. He wanted to make some halters, some rope halters for his horses. He had a bunch of colts that were training. And I said, "Oh, I'll make those for you." I said, "Give me a piece of rope." And I made him a rope halter. I said, "What size?" He says, "Well, the horses are out here. Let's go try them out." I said, "Well, come on, let's go." He says, "Where..."